Hi, I'm Mark, and as you will have realized by now, I am not just your sleep meditation guide. I am much more. I am also your friend. Welcome to Cubic Guided Meditations, 10 Days to a New You. Day 6. Navigating your thoughts. The purpose of this meditation is to help you achieve your goal of faster and more relaxing sleep, because a good sleep is the foundation of a better, healthier life. Over these 10 sessions, together we will build a solid foundation for your new life. The new you. Before we begin, let me remind you to never listen to this meditation while driving or operating heavy machinery. An easy way to cultivate a healthy sleeping pattern is to keep track of your dreams. This particular meditation is intended to guide you through the difficult maze of your thoughts. Writing down your dreams after this meditation can help you with solving issues that complicate your daily life. So if you want to make the most of your sleep, use the Cubic Guided Meditations app, which we developed to help you form a habit of tracking your sleep every day. Every detail counts, no matter how insignificant it may seem to you. Visit CubicGuidedMeditations.com and begin your journey to the new you. Now, time to put you to sleep. Take your time to find a comfortable position. Pick a place suited for you to experience a deep, refreshing sleep. A bed, an adjustable armchair, or an inflatable mattress on the floor of your single friend's basement flat will do just fine. Just so long as you close the door so his mother won't disturb you when she comes down to bring you a sandwich. Make sure your knees and elbows are slightly bent, and you feel you're able to fully relax. Now, close your eyes and begin by taking a deep breath in. And out. While you focus on your breathing, let us recap where your journey has taken us thus far. Over the last 5 sessions, you have learned to sift through the multitude of impressions, unearth subconscious fears, and file away sensitive data, observe, and take aim. Today, I will teach you to activate synapses specifically, thereby navigating the landscape of your mind. Whether you are awake or asleep, your mind is constantly at work, and as a result can at times feel cluttered, or like the threads of your thoughts are tied up in knots. It may help to visualize it as an actual maze, the kind of hedge maze that you used to raise your friend through when you were little and their room was still upstairs. Can you see it? Breathe in. Can you smell the fresh air? The sweat on your skin? And out. Now, open your inner eye. You have done this before. Look around. Can you see the hedges towering on both sides? Somewhere here lies a hidden treasure. All you have to do is find the way. Start by walking in any direction. When you encounter other people, don't panic. Keep walking. Do not look at their faces. Faces can be deceptive. People don't always wear their real faces in dreams. Stop. Take note of your surroundings. You have reached a crossing. Don't worry about getting lost. Just follow my voice, and you will be fine.
Enter the cave. What you see when you cross the threshold, you will only remember it as an afterimage.
A lingering taste that flavors your day after you wake up. Enter the cave. This cave represents your unconscious mind. This is where your deepest fears, your secrets hide. The task at hand is to find any incriminating information about you that you may have stowed away. Keep going further into the cave. Take out your phone. We will need evidence.
While you are entranced by soaring creatures in the tank, let your unconscious mind wander.
We are aiming for the toilets. Enter the last stall on the right. You are not alone in this meditation. Do not mind that. All you are required to do is write a note. You will find a pen in your pocket. There is someone in the stall next to you. We will pretend for now that you do not know this person. We will not specify if they are friend or foe. It is of no consequence. On the inside of the door, right, turn left. You can leave the note tucked behind the tank.
We may have to go through your mouth. Breathe in and out. Imagine all of your unspoken thoughts written down on many folded up papers, backing up your airways at the back of your throat. You don't need these words to be said to know how destructive they are. Don't panic. If you can't breathe, that only means it's working. Now, take your hand and reach into your mouth. You have to really get in there if you want to get rid of all these terrible thoughts. If you're choking, don't worry. It will pass. Deeper. There. Good. You're still with us. Congratulations. Time to make a decision. The exit is almost within reach. At the next fork in the path, you will have to give something of yourself up in order to go on. Don't worry. It won't be like last time. Don't you feel like you've already managed to unclutter your mind? Aren't things a lot clearer now? All of your questions will be answered shortly. You just have to make a decision. Before you lies now our rendezvous point. Meet me there for your next assignment. Consider it carefully. What I am about to ask of you calls for absolute discretion. Are you prepared to leave your old life behind? To sacrifice relationships and career opportunities? And to devote yourself entirely to our cause? Unless you are prepared to fully commit to the change we are working towards, you may still make a sharp turn here and will wake up tomorrow, refreshed and happy, with no recollection of what you have witnessed here. Return to a natural, calm pattern of breath. Allow yourself to just drift off to sleep now. And while you sleep, just remember, keeping track of your dreams is the key to cultivating a healthy sleeping pattern. So when you wake up in the morning, try to fill your dream journal with as much detail as possible. Hi, I'm Mark. Welcome to your new life.